8:15 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Janet Kassler, Krista Bromley, to tell us a little bit more about the CCC Scholarship Bash that's coming up on Saturday, April 29th. How are you doing, ladies?
Good.
Good to have you here. So,
thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. So we did talk here earlier this month, but you know, as we get a little bit closer, what should we know about the scholarship batch as we are nearing the end of the month?
Well, just a reminder, it's April 29th and the doors open at 4:30. Meal tickets are $25 and that gets you food and drinks. And then for the food, we are having grilled chicken, primavera pasta with roasted red potatoes, steamed cauliflower, Caesar salad, garlic bread, and that is one choice. The second choice, you've got chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet buttered corn, garden salad, and a dinner roll. And then the third is the Italian sausage with seared peppers and onions and a seasoned tomato sauce. You've got creamy garlic orzo pasta, seared green beans, mixed greens, and a dinner roll. So you've got three choices there.
Oh, that's great. That is excellent. So it sounds like, you know, we're not used to having so many options for, you know, a meal like that. So that is really excellent. Do appreciate that. So what else should we know about, you know, have you gotten any more donations, that sort of thing?
Yes, sir. Of course, we also still have the wine pool going on, the Plinko game, the cornhole tournament. Plinko is being sponsored by Commercial Bank, Dylan Oder. Community National, Casey Benson, is doing the cornhole tournament. They have some really neat trophies, and they get cash prizes for first, second, and third. And then DJ Terry Miller will be back again. And we have some more sponsors, and I'd like to give you an update on that. We still, for our platinum, we have El Bandido Yankee Tequila, and that's Mr. Jim Bob Morris. He's our main sponsor, and he's a past player, distinguished alum, and football Letterman Hall of Famer. We have Curtis and Janice Hawshaw. They're both met here at CCC, and they're very supportive of the college. They have several scholarships. Then we have Isley's Fine Diamonds and Jewelry, and then Gillum Liquors, Todd Sturgis Enterprises. He's been a great help on the wine pool, the bar, the beer cart, and he has given us so many different items. So he's very great to work with. Then John Deere Coffeeville Works is also doing a sponsorship, and then Acme Foundry, Marilyn Wolf, Cherokee Casino in Southam, and James Radcliffe. He's a past football letterman, and he is down in Oklahoma now, I believe. And then Dwight Minky from Dwight Minky Insurance in Topeka. And then our new ones we have is a bronze for ABC Child Care and Christian Preschool. They've done the bronze. And then Kirk and Adele Nellis have established a scholarship in their name. And then they're also sponsoring in their mother's name, Peggy Nellis. And then we have a new one, thanks to Krista, her cousins, the C4 Mechanical. They're a heat and air conditioner folks, and Mike and Terry Chu. So they're another new sponsor. And Taylor Crane, again, has sponsored our stage for us. And then McQuillan's Appliance and Repairs, they have sponsored our fridge. And then he also gave us a really nice Amana upright freezer again. And then the beer cart and stuff is sponsored by Gillum's Liquor, Todd Sturgis. And if you don't mind, can I give you an update on some of the items?
Absolutely. That'd be great. Okay. I'm anxious to hear.
John Deere is giving us a John Deere golf bag with all kinds of goodies in it. And then we have gotten several wonderful baskets, a wide variety from Gillum's, Jim and Becky Barnhart, Melinda Carr, Prescription Shop and Bayberry's, Doctor's Orders, Day Spa, and then the Coffeeville Family Practice Clinic and the Urgent Care Center. We have a spa basket. We have a drink and kitchen combo. We have several baskets that have wine and different seltzers and stuff in them from Gillum's. And then Andy and Alicia Smart are going to make some of their tie-dye t-shirts, so we're going to have some of those. And then Kansas Lumber, Wes Thomas and Mary Friedel, they're giving us 4 gallons of this wood, sealer, and stain. And the winner gets to pick their color, so that's a nice one. Then we have a really nice Echo Show 8 is what it's called, but it's a screen, but it has Alexa and everything, but I've not seen it before, but it's a 21st edition, or release, I'm sorry, and that's from Fidelity Security and then Cindy Sutherland. And then we have several decorative items, chairs, tables, pictures, frames, all kinds of stuff. And then the Coffeyville Tech has made some really neat Coffeyville Community College signs. They took the state of Kansas, put Ravens, marked Coffeyville. They made some candy dishes in a really neat frame. Phil Zimmerman has donated a deluxe edition golf cart cover, and it's really nice. So those golfers, if they want to stay warm in the winter when they're playing golf, that's a really nice one. Max Williams has donated a John Deere tractor and trailer, again, it's a little metal hard cast. And then he also has given a wooden toolbox, and then he has gotten several different tool sets, wrenches, chrome, all kinds for the guys. So Max likes to take care of the guys. And then Jim and Becky are also doing a garden wheelbarrow again with some plants and gloves and all that kind of fun stuff. And then we have two passes for golf with the Hillcrest golf course here in Coffeyville. Gillum's is donated a Coors Yeti backpack cooler. It's really neat. You put it on your back and stuff. And then Chuck and Linda McFate have given some collector's items, a doll and a couple John Deere items. Phil Sonic, my favorite one, he's doing $12.25, supposed to be Sonic for a year, but mine probably lasts 3 months. I won it last year, and it lasted maybe 3 months, so kind of a Sonic-holic. Then we have a really neat golf cart. Bob Shepard donated a 1999 electric golf cart, and our Coffeyville Tech Campus has added a 4-inch lift kit, custom seat covers, and a windshield. And then Dollar Tire Gail Smith has donated new 12-inch fairway alloy tires and wheels. And then Service Office Supply Rick Hensley has done a 100-year wrap for it. So it's going to be really special. And then we have some of Mike DeRosa's pottery. He's donated a vase and a chip and dip set and then some bowl sets. Dr. Dobbins, she's donated some really cute Lula Guinness, their black and white striped sunglasses. And then we have a couple Dale Atkins prints from the Coffeyville Aviation Museum and Lisa Brookover. CJ's Threads has done a computer bag and a throw. Coffeyville's Feed and Farm, they did a steel handheld saw and a steel car vacuum, and you just bring the items in after the auction, and he fills out the paperwork for a 3-year warranty on each of them. So Dwayne and Emily always do a great job for us. Haymakers Furniture has donated 2 really cute end tables. They're kind of a slab tile and a nice big wooden, so those would be nice. Randy and Tommy and Harold always do something good for us. Eric and Don Lanning with Lanning's Woodworks is making a, they've opened up a booth at the thing, and they're making wooden first home plate. And so they're doing one with the Ravens for the Ravens Baseball Scholarship. And then for State Maintenance, Tim has went out and above and beyond again. It's a large trash container with the roller, and he puts all kinds of cleaning supplies, brooms, mops, pads, cleaners. It's over $600 value. It's wonderful. He does a great job every year. And then Diamond Alignment and Deborah Hobbs is donating, I want to read this correctly, a Henry side gate lever action 410 caliber 410 model HO24-410. So we've now got 3 guns, and this is really nice. I've seen pictures of it. And then Diversified Vehicles and Ann and Fred Fred and Anne-Marie Brown are donating a certified beef bundle. And it's going to be 30 pounds of lean hamburger, 6 ribeyes, 4 T-bones, and 6 sirloin steaks. Now, you can't pick it up till July 1st from the processor, but yeah, that's a nice bundle. And then Haynes Greenhouse gave us a really pretty bird bath for your front yard or your garden. So, and for the Taste of Coffeeville basket, I've gotten from Taco Mayo, $100 gift card. Sonic is doing three $25 ones. We have a couple of gift cards from Sunflower Soda and from Gigi's Downtown, a $50 one. Then we have a family meal certificate from Patriot Barbecue. Penny's Diner's giving me a couple of gift cards, and El Charo's and Pizza Hut. So it's a good variety. It's over $400 value and stuff. So good variety of all the good places to eat in town. And as always, if you're interested in doing a sponsorship, please call Krista, Dickie, myself. We'd be glad to send the information, bring it over to you.
And what's that number? If people want to write that down.
My number is 620-252-7070.
Great, great.
And mine is 620-252-7029. But if you'd like to, find out more, we have all kinds of name scholarships. We have the athletic scholarships. We have tech scholarships, theater, music, choir, Native American. There's just, Krista has a long list, so she'd be glad to help you out on that. And if you'd like to make a donation, any kind of items, services, baskets, everything. We like to have a wide variety. There's normally between 400 to 600 people that come. It's, again, a wonderful dinner. Chartwell's does an outstanding job. And the last few years, we've been doing 3 food sections to kind of give people variety. Again, it is our 100th year for CCC and the 36th year for the foundation for our auction. And that's what the foundation, and that's what we're helping to do, is raise money for the scholarships. It's, like I said, I was a non-traditional student. I was grateful to get a scholarship. And I know a lot of the kids are. I mean, it helps out tremendously.
Well, that is wonderful. So if people, you said tickets can be purchased at the door. Can you get them ahead of time, too?
Yeah, you can call me or email me for reservations.
Good. And obviously, that always helps with planning. Yes. So, if you can RSVP, that would be great.
Yes.
So do you want to run over one more time, just dates and times, if people just tuned in?
Yeah. Auction's April 29th. Doors open at 4:30. The live auction does start at 7. Dinner tickets are $25 per person, and you can reserve those ahead of time. Just call me at 252-7070, or you can also email me. My email is bromley.krista@coffeeville.edu.
All righty. Well, ladies, look forward to chatting here again in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to have one more time. We're going to have you on and talk about everything that's coming up. I'm sure they're probably going to be a few more additions to it.
Oh, yes.
And so that's going to be great. So we hope that people can reach out and maybe participate, take some more donations for the auction and
yes,
everything.
Sir.
It's going to be great.
And we'll also be posting on Facebook, again, the foundation page and then mine and Krista's pages. Krista's going to be uploading some pictures soon of some of the items, but we'll give updates of all the new items and new sponsors. We couldn't do this without the community, alumni, and staff. Our staff is wonderful to help out, and our community and our alumni. It's a wonderful event. It's a fun event, and it's for a good reason. So
yeah.
We hope everybody will try to come.
That is really great. And it's so wonderful to see, pretty much everyone stepping up to be part of it. So that
yes,
is
sir.
Great. Well, Jana, Krista, thank you so much for coming in today, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Okay, thank you for having us.
Thank you. And we will have Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. She's on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF Fox News. Starts now.